This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR. You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
That's it, baby, when you got it, flaunt it, flaunt it!
It's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, WOR 710. This is Taxi Dave's radio show, and I'm Taxi Dave on this winter solstice, the December solstice, whatever you want to call it. But it really is, it's the wobble syndrome. You know, the southern hemisphere enjoys the longest day of the year, and up here in the northern hemisphere, the sun follows the lowest and shortest path across the sky. So, basically, it's the longest night, or the shortest day, depends on how you look at it. You know, if you're a vampire, this is the night to strike. Right, Frank?
It's the greatest day. It's the greatest night of the year if you're a vampire.
Okay. Hey, we do not have a guest today. So let me tell you, we're going to be talking about gas prices being down. You know, what's your gas price around the country? We'll be giving out statistics of summonses given out in November by NYPD in New York City. Of course, we'll talk about distracted driving. But I just wanted to say that we're broadcasting from the beautiful, state-of-the-art Melrose Studios in Briarwood, Queens, New York. And this show is brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. 9:59 this morning, right before Meet the Press on the East Coast on Channel 2, there's a commercial for Melrose. You can get there from here. It's like, wow, I know those guys. It's a great feeling to be associated with them. But police now have started their end-of-year push looking for drunk and distracted drivers. And between, you know, legal fines, insurance, possible cab fares during your certain license suspension, okay, a first-time misdemeanor, DWI, can cost you a total of about $10,000. All you have to do is take a taxi. That's it. Take a taxi. Have a designated driver. Now, last year, between December 12th and December 31st, there were about 1,700 people killed in car crashes across the United States. 31% of holiday season fatalities were in alcohol-related crashes. So, folks, don't drink and drive. Take a taxi. Have a designated driver, and our phone number is 800-321-0710, 800-321-0710. Our email address, and don't wait until 8:55 to send in emails, is taxihale@aol.com, taxihale@aol.com. Now, you know, what are the gasoline prices in your neck of the woods? Because of the cheap price of gas, or the cheaper price of gas, 98.6 million travelers are going to drive more than 50 miles from their homes, okay, during the Christmas holiday. And that's a 4% jump from last year. I should say 98.6 million are going to journey because 91% of those travelers are going to drive. So 89.5 million drivers on the roads for holiday season. About 6% will be flying. That's about, you know, 5.7 million. And, you know, that's an increase from last year. And the remaining are going to be taking buses, trains, and stuff like that. That's up 3% from last year. Now, oil prices are down. We told you about it. You know, it's in the 60s. The growth of the U.S. oil production, in conjunction with the OPEC countries deciding not to cut their oil production, you know, is having a drop in the price of gasoline. So That's a good thing, don't you think, Frank?
Nothing wrong with that. There's an automatic dollar savings right there.
And let's see. And China's consumer demand has actually dropped for the first time. Here's a text from Joe in Naples, Florida. $3.77 a gallon for regular. $3.77 a gallon for regular. That sounds a little high. But thanks for emailing Taxi Dave on Taxi Dave's radio show, taxihail@AOL.com. Up at the Disney World Hess Station, regular is $2.45 a gallon. Hey, Joe, you should move up north. It's cheaper. what could I tell you? So are you driving anywhere, Frank, for the holidays?
Yeah, absolutely. We do it every year. We bite the bullet and head on out, and I'll be heading out to visit some family on Long Island.
And what is that round trip?
Mileage or time? Because time is a variable. Time can be any 2 hours to 6 hours. You never know. It's one of those things you just have to kind of deal with what's there. I'd probably say it's at least 50 miles each way.
Well, there you go. You're in the statistics.
I fell right in.
There you go. If you want to save gas, obviously there are some obvious choices you have to make. You know, if you drive 65 miles an hour instead of 75 miles an hour, it's like you're spending 20 cents less a gallon for gasoline, if you look at it that way. So if you want to save money, don't do 65, not 75. Obviously, you know, a properly running engine can save you a few cents a gallon. And watch your tires. Underinflated tires can cost you like 20% more in gasoline. So check your tires. Watch your speed. No one should buy a higher grade of gas. If you only need regular, you don't have to buy the high grades of gas. Okay? And look out for stations with cheaper prices. Because in a lot of areas, you know, maybe a mile or two away, gasoline can be a lot cheaper. And, of course, don't forget to choose a car that gets better gas mileage. You know, you can use mass transit, join a carpool. But gas mileage, you know, it's something. I've always bought American cars until recently. And my car now is not an American car. I'm getting 50% more MPGs. 50% more miles per gallon. You know? And, here's an email. I made a mistake. It wasn't $3.77 a gallon. It was $2.77 a gallon. Thank you, Naples, Florida, for that correction. And while you're at it, we also got an email. I can't believe this. People in Disney World, don't you go to the Magic Kingdom or something? At the 7-Eleven, 1 mile away from the Disney Hess Station that was mentioned on your show, regular gas is $2.41 a gallon. Instead of $2.45. That's very nice. You're there. Beautiful night. It's nice and warm. You have Epcot. You have all those things down in Florida. And you're listening to Taxi Dave's radio show. What could I say? I'm honored. We don't run a Mickey Mouse organization here, right, Frank?
Oh, Mike, that was awesome.
Okay. Our phone number here is 800-321-0710. Let's take a call from Mike. You're on the Taxi Dave radio show.
Yeah, hey, Dave. Hey, Frank. Well, I guess, first of all, like 1-A on the list tonight is we want to express our condolences to the friends and family of those two cops who were murdered by that twerp, who apparently slipped through the cracks. He'd been arrested 15 times, posted what he wanted to do on Facebook, and apparently then drove to New York to kill two cops in cold blood. So, once again, the wackos win one for the wackos, unfortunately. But I just want to say that, and the entire taxi industry family expresses our condolences to the cops and the families of those poor guys who got killed. So that's basically one reason I called in, obviously.
And what's your other reason? Thank you for that, Michael. I mean, we all feel a sense of loss. You know, it wasn't since, I remember in the late 60s and the early 70s, there were demonstrations against the Vietnam War. And I had friends, some were going into public service, and some wouldn't become police officers. And the reason back then was they said, hey, man, cops are targets. And I haven't heard anything this horrible, this horrific, with the killing of these two cops who were assassinated, you know, since that time, since the unrest and moral upheavals. So what else do you have, Mike?
So, all right. So just basically along those lines, I mean, another thing I'd like to say is I'd like to see the city get away from relying on police officers to pressure them for tickets, because I think it's high time. I mean, you look at the mayor management report, and this is historically where it is budgeted in that cops have to go out and basically write tickets. A lot of cops don't want to write. So I'm just wondering, the last thing we got to do is have the bill-paying public get ticked off at the NYPD because they are forced to write thousands of tickets. And a lot of the cops don't even want to write. So I think we might have to start taking a look at that. And also the fact that it's budgeted into the fact before anybody breaks the law, I think is an outrage. And I just wish the city would start taking a harder look at the fact that we don't need cops out writing tickets. We need cops protecting the public. And so just basically happy holidays to everybody out there. And I'd like for the city to take a look at that. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, Mike, have you ever heard of this in Manhattan? In all, how long have you been in the yellow taxi industry?
I used to drive dinosaurs. Let's put it that way.
Okay. In all your years, I'm going to tell you a little story I found up not too far upstate in Saugerties, New York.
Are we going to have some Christmas music in the background when you tell your story?
Well, police say that two 18-year-old pedestrians were struck by a car on 9W are at fault, and they've cleared the driver in the incident. Now, the pedestrians are Carlos Lonzano and Natasha Bold of Saugerties. They were struck by an Audi, okay? The officers found that Lozano and Bold were not walking in the correct direction on the side of the highway, which would be the same. They were walking in the same direction as the traffic flow. So Lozano and Bold were both issued traffic tickets for failing to yield right-of-way to a motor vehicle. They ended up in the hospital, they were hit by the car, and they were issued summonses for failure to yield to a motor vehicle. I don't think I've ever heard that in Manhattan.
That's, literally, you can't make that up if that's the case. That's just, I wouldn't want to be the cop identified as being the one who wrote those tickets, but there's probably apparently some legal mumbo-jumbo involved to protect the driver from liability, I would guess. And that would be the only reason I could see why they'd be issued summonses for walking versus driving on the wrong side of the road. That's you got me there, Dave. That's new territory.
thanks for listening and calling into Taxi Dave's radio show.
All right, happy everything to everyone. Good night.
That's right. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Ho, 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 ho. Hey, that guy sounds familiar. Let's take our next caller. Chabelle, you're next on Taxi Dave's radio show.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. Happy Hanukkah and Merry Christmas. This week I was driving up Madison Avenue.
Back away from the phone a little bit. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Just back away from the phone a little bit.
Okay, give me one second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, this week I was driving up Madison Avenue on December 16th, and I saw a yellow cab was traveling on the side of me. He almost hit quite a few cars. He had a huge tablet was mounted on the dashboard in front of his eyes. He couldn't see anything.
And he had a tablet on the dashboard.
Correct. Was almost blocking his vision. There's no way he can see very clearly in front of him. He almost hit a few cars. And I do have the medallion number 8M48. And I took pictures, as a matter of fact, when I stopped next to him on traffic light, by the traffic light. It was December 16 at 3:20 in the afternoon, was traveling up Madison Avenue. I hope TLC will pull him over, and I mean, if they ask me for proof, I do have the proof. I can email him picture. And also, what's up?
Where do you live? Let me ask you, where do you live?
I live in Somerset, New Jersey.
How's the gas prices down there?
What's today, the as a matter of fact, at Costco in North Brunswick, New Jersey, I did fill up for $2.03. $2.03.
$2.03?
Yes, sir.
Wow. So far, you're the winner.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And then, what's up with the phones on the car service and Uber? They have about 2-3 phones mounted on the windshield.
You know, that's interesting because, you know, there was an article this week about distracted driving and the risks of ride-hailing services like Uber. You know, you have to respond nearly instantly on your smartphone. It's something in like 15 seconds, and if you don't, you lose the fare. So you get, you know, you get conditioned as soon as you hear that phone. You know, you want to look at it, see where the pickup is, and when you take your eyes off the road for a split second, something could happen. You know, I mean, others argue that you don't have to take your eyes off the road. If you hear your phone, you know, give you a call, you can just press the screen anywhere, and then when it's safe, pull over. But that's not human nature, you know, so I understand what you're saying. If a driver in New York, for example, in Uber, if they don't respond to several calls in a row, Uber's supposedly temporarily suspends the driver, you know. But obviously, you know, dashboard iPads, three phones on the dashboard by a for-hire vehicle, an obvious source of distracted driving, and, you know, we're here talking about safe driving tonight and the holiday season. And it's not you. What if it's the other guy or a pedestrian, you know, that misjudges where they're walking or where they're driving, and you just take your eyes off the road for that second? It's a problem. You agree, Frank?
I agree. I mean, the last thing you need are even more distractions. I mean, you've got distractions built into inherently just from driving, what's going to be on the road, and now all of a sudden we're bringing more and more into the vehicles, tablets, additional phones. It's creating a very dangerous situation.
Also, about a month ago, I was in Brooklyn on a Prospect Parkway, and car service, he has the cell phone mounted by the mirror, rear view mirror, and he was watching TV while he was driving. I swear to God, David, I saw it in my own eyes.
Thanks for calling Taxi Dave's radio show. Amazing. But I like the $2.01 gasoline over at Costco. Here we go. We got an email from Fairfield, Connecticut. Regulars $2.85. Okay, that's because rich people live in Fairfield, Connecticut. That's what I think. Anyway, Charlotte, North Carolina emails $2.30 for regular. Okay, and where else? Let's just, there's local, wait a second, local 265 for regular in North Brooklyn. Thank you for sending that in, Chris. And from New Orleans, $2.32 in Metairie. I think that's how it's pronounced, Metairie, $2.32 from Manny. Thank you for emailing that in. And here's the highest one so far in Burbank, California, $2.80 a gallon. So there you go. Charbel calls in $2.01 down in New Jersey at Costco in Burbank, California. You know, $2.80. So there's the wide variety across the United States. Okay. And let's see. Is Steve still with us? Okay, I'm sorry. I know a lot of you are driving and you're making money, so I'll try to get you on as soon as we can. Okay, Captain Dan, you're next. You're back. Welcome back.
What's going on, Dave?
All right. We're hanging in.
Hey,
there.
All right, good. I was down in Houston a week or two ago, and it was $1.98 a gallon.
$1.98 in Houston, Texas.
Yep, the home of probably gasoline. Hey, so I got a trivia question for, well, I think you're going to get it, but it's either going to, I'd rather have your Paisano bodyguard there, Frank, answer it first.
It sounds right?
Hey, who
sounds
told
like
you he was my bodyguard? How do you know that?
I'm not trying to make any ethnic slurs or anything, but you're keeping that guy around for some reason.
I'm highly offended, I think.
All right, yeah. You and everybody else. Okay. Anyhow, here's the question. So, there was a private car service that started in the 70s. I like to say it was probably the first other than a real limousine company that probably came before the freaking gypsy cars and the green cars and all these other cars. And they probably started this whole mess with Uber and everything else. Somebody name me the name of that company. I know you're going to know, Dave. Let the Paisano go.
Wait a minute. It was a limousine company.
Not what you said. I said it was a private car service.
And what year was this?
Back in, I think, the 70s. It may have been late 60s.
Are we talking
Dave
in
knows.
New York?
Yes.
Well, if it was in the 70s, I was in diapers.
All right, I'm going to give you a clue.
Give me a clue.
It became the nickname of somebody that was a phony.
Someone that was a phony?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Dave knows, right? You want to say, Dave? Come on.
You got me confused. Because Fugazi.
Fugazi limousines. Everybody remember?
Uh-huh. A limousine.
Fugazi.
You gave us bad clues. Rotten clues.
You can tell you're not from New York. Because in New York, there were dozens of car services before Fugazi. He was a late comer.
Come on. Fugazi was the first.
He was a good listen. He was a good marketer.
Captain Dan, you got to stop hitting the bottle Sunday nights, man. Thanks for calling Taxi Dave's radio show. Appreciate
Take
it.
Care, bye. Right,
okay. $1.98 in Houston, Captain Dan saw this week.
For Gaines Limousine, it does ring a bell.
That's right. So, what a variety, man. What a variety. Under $2 to $2.80.
Should have asked Captain Dan how much it is for marine gasoline.
Yeah, you're right.
Being that he's a boat captain, we got the Houston for automobile gas. I wonder what it is on the water.
Yeah, anybody that have a boat, why don't you email us, TaxiHale@AOL, or call us, 800-321-0710. In the Northeast, you're probably not buying gasoline for your boat right now, but I'm sure down south you are, or out west you are. So, and usually boat gasoline is higher, is that correct? More expensive?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
Because
I'm very curious.
Where are you going to go?
Exactly. There's not a Costco on the water.
That's right. Wow, you know, that's a great idea for a franchise, though. I like that, Frank.
Write that one down.
I do like that. You know, we're talking about summonses during Christmas time. Well, over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, from November 26th through the 30th, in New York, they gave out tickets for speeding, impaired driving, underage drinking, and distracted driving. 4,237 tickets for speeding, 565 tickets for distracted driving, and 172 for driving while intoxicated. 138 tickets for the Move Over Law. The Move Over Law, if you see a police vehicle or any emergency vehicle on the side of the road, you are supposed to, if it's safe, move over one lane to avoid those vehicles from being hit. So there you go, folks. And this week, the crackdown is going to be even bigger. So, a word to the wise is sufficient. In New York State, there were three casinos that were given the okay by Governor Cuomo. The closest one to New York City is on the grounds. It's a place that I used to go to. And I used to sneak into when I was a kid during the summers, because my family had a place not too far from there. The old Concord Hotel in Kymesha Lake, New York. Well, it's the town of Thompson, and it's called the Montrain Operating Company by Empire Resorts. They are going to have, let's see, pictures look really nice, but they're investing $1.1 billion in 18-story casino hotel, 2,150 slot machines, 61 table games, 391 hotel rooms, and on and on and on. So that's the closest one to New York City. The Concord Hotel is roughly, I guess, an hour 45 from the George Washington Bridge. And so that area is hurting. I remember in the late 1960s, there was a referendum for gambling in Sullivan County. They took out billboards. Don't vote for gambling. Vote no for gambling. And the churches were against it. I mean, back in the day, in the late 1960s, people believed that if a casino were to be built, with that would come the mafia, prostitution, and drugs. That's what they believed. Prostitution, drugs, and the mafia are going to come if they built a casino. So instead, they have one of the poorest counties in all of New York. And it's really a shame what happened. It breaks my heart driving through Monticello. Oh, they've revitalized it. They've rebuilt it. There's not a soul on the streets on a Saturday night. This is going to be a game changer. And it's long overdue. And the other two are further upstate. New York, if anyone's listening upstate, you have one up in Schenectady, the capital region, the Rivers Casino at Mohawk Harbor. And the third one is Lago Resort and Casino in the town of Tyree? Tyre? T-Y-R-E. How do you pronounce that, Frank?
You go into a guy from Brooklyn on how to spell and pronounce. I would go with Tyree, but listen, there's a town in southern New Jersey. I call it Forked River, and I got corrected many times and told I was told it's Forked River. So you may take it with a grain of salt, Tyree.
All right. So we're covering a lot of ground here. We really are. But, you know, before we go to a break, I got to tell you, there were a lot of bills signed by the governor this week. One of the bills signed by the governor prohibits companion animal piercing and tattooing, except, you know, for a medical procedure or for the benefit of a companion animal. So you can't pierce or tattoo your pet.
What?
Did you ever hear of babies getting their ears pierced? You can pierce your baby's ears, but you can't pierce your dog's ears. Tattooing? I don't know. It's not against the law to circumcise babies, but you better not pierce your dogs. What can I tell you? I'm not making this stuff up. It's just one of the laws that was passed this week. I guess people get bored towards the end of the year, right? All right, when we come back, we'll have stats from NYPD. I got two emails, okay, about vehicles being towed this week. It is Christmas time. Vehicles are going to be towed. I'll give you information, how much it costs to retrieve them, where you can pick them up. This wonderful Christmas and Hanukkah season. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And we're broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose Studios out in Briarwood, Queens. Tom O'Connor, where are you? Call in. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Taxi Dave is back. It's Sunday night. This is the place to be, WOR 710 New York. At the beautiful Melrose Studios out in Queens, New York. America is listening. How do you like those variations in gas prices, Frank? From $1.98 in Houston, $2.01 in South Jersey, to $2.80 up in Connecticut.
Just got an email from Thomas in Missouri, 209. So, wow, talk about prices coming in.
How much did you pay recently?
I paid $241.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I was happy. I wasn't complaining. It beats the three and change, so I was a happy camper.
Okay. Let's take a call from PETA in Brooklyn. Rita? I'm sorry. Rita, PETA.
Yeah, it's Rita.
It's late Sunday night. Welcome to Taxi Dave's radio show.
I have to go to Manhattan from Brooklyn 4 days a week for 5 weeks for some cancer treatment, and I'm wondering if there are any car services that either give shared rides or group rides, or if there's any kind of a special price I can get to going for 4 weeks, 5 weeks or 4 days a week.
Your
I
best
can't use humor because I don't have the electronic device to do that.
Your best bet is to call 311. And a yellow or green car that's accessible will be sent to your house probably within 15 or 20 minutes at the most. So 311, tell them you need an accessible car exactly for what you need it for. And you can't make reservations, but you can certainly put the call out there, and you will get a response one way or another. Where in Brooklyn do you live?
Okay, thank you very much.
Where in Brooklyn do you live?
Brighton Beach.
Oh, boy. Is, let's see, Brighton Beach. That's right next to Sheepshead Bay, right?
Uh-huh.
That's right. So, do you frequent the boardwalk during the summer?
Yes, I do.
Now, I heard this year there was a lot of new things going on there.
You mean in Coney Island?
Yeah, Coney Island.
Yeah, but I don't get that far. Brighton Beach is a little further down.
Okay, so...
But it looks very nice at night because they light up the parachute jump with all colored lights every night, and it's beautiful.
Well, Rita, thank you for that visual.
Oh, yeah, I'm wrong to do that.
Thank you for that visual. Rita from Brighton Beach, thanks for listening to Taxi Dave's radio show. Okay? Thank you, my dear. Before we give out some statistics, we also have collision reports in New York City for the month of November. But before we do that, we have frequent caller Tom O'Connor on the line. Welcome back to Taxi Dave's radio show, Tom.
How are we doing, Dave?
I'm always listening. Fine.
You're getting stronger and stronger in time, you know? The only thing is I'm getting very disappointed about the medallion taxi industry.
Why?
I don't understand why we can't get smartphones in there, get some organization going. And give Uber a little competition. What's the problem?
You know, it's interesting because there are reports. I mean, there are some people that have Uber in the yellow cabs already. Okay? And what they try to do, what I've heard that Uber tries to do, is solicit those drivers to drive their non-yellow cars because Uber doesn't make any money on yellow cabs because the fares have to be the metered rates on yellow cabs. So it's a disincentive for Uber to have their product in yellow cabs.
I understand that.
That said, you know, there needs to be a app, a company like Uber, maybe Uber itself, maybe Verifone, CMT, okay, that has an equal app that integrates with the current credit card system in cars, you know, and that kind of levels the playing field, I think. Would you think so, Tom?
I definitely would, but I don't see any progress. We've been talking about it for the longest time, but I don't see any movement. What's the reason for the delay? That's what I don't seem to understand, the delay here. We got to get moving. The industry will get hurt eventually if they don't come up with the times. What's the problem?
You know, you just said a magic word. If the industry doesn't keep up with the times, I have a little surprise for you, Tom. The New York Times called. They called the radio station, and they were very interested in doing a piece about me and this caller named Tom O'Connor, who was saying for about 50 years, driving a yellow cab and a black car in New York City, he never received one summons. That's you, my boy. And I was hoping you'd call in tonight because, so what do you have to say about that?
Well, it just shows you if you're doing the right thing and you're abiding by the rules and regulations, for the most part, there's not a problem. You got the freedom of the city. But if you're doing fun things and you're not using proper discretion, you may get hurt along the way somewhere. So I always try to live by the code, and fortunately it seemed to work out for me.
Well,
that's
it about is fortunate.
All I can say, but
and,
getting back.
I'm going to have to contact you after the show because the New York Times wants to come down to the radio station and take a picture of you for a little feature story.
Sounds interesting.
So welcome, you know, congratulations, Tom. And thank you for listening to Taxi Dave's radio show and for being a frequent caller. Obviously,
great.
People listen to you and like what you have to say.
And it's a very informative show, and I think you do a great job. And I'm dependent on you to get this industry moving. If I can give any help, I'd like to get out there and do a little pushing here, get things going. I don't know what's the matter with these fleet operators and these owner drivers associations. Where are we going? We seem to be sitting again with our hands behind our back, and we're not being aggressive here in this matter. That's all I got to say for tonight, Dave.
All right, Tom O'Connor,
take
my favorite
care.
Octogenarian. Thanks for calling Taxi Dave's
right.
radio show.
Happy holiday, Dave.
Thank you. Same to you, Tom. And same to you, Frank.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Moving violations in New York City. The number one summons for the month of November in New York City was disobeying a sign. Over 13,000 summonses giving out. Number two, well, with Vision Zero, speeding. 13,600 summonses given out for speeding in New York City. Okay? And number three, it has nothing to do with Vision Zero or disobeying signs. Tinted windows. 7,500 summonses for tinted windows. Folks, don't tint your windows. Yes, if you're a hybrid, the rear windows are allowed to be tinted because it helps keep the engine cool or however it works. Those are factory-installed tinted windows. But don't add the tints. You're going to get a summons. Over 70,000 have been given out so far this year. 70,000 summonses for tinted windows. And then we have 7,000 summonses for cell phones, which is distracted driving. Hello! And about 5,400 for improper turns. And people not using their seatbelts, 5,700. Unlicensed operators and uninsured operators. Uninsured and unlicensed operators, totaling 8,000 summonses between the two. Uninsured, unlicensed. Amazing how this is allowed to go on. It really is. What do you do? You know, there is mass transportation. There are all these cabs out there and taxis. You know, don't drive if you don't have a license. If you don't have insurance and you have an accident, that's why everyone else's insurance is so high in New York. And that's that. Here's a couple of other things that are caught my interest. A school bus actually slammed into a Queens pizzeria. 17 were hospitalized. A number of them children, of course. Two had serious injuries. And then there was an unrelated accident with a school bus that struck and injured an 85-year-old woman in Forest Hills on 70th Road and 108th Street. So they have two school buses, one with 17 kids being hurt, one with an older woman being hit. You don't hear about these things. One cab hit somebody? It's international news. Here's two school buses, one with 17 kids on board, crashes through a pizzeria. You have to listen to Taxi Dave's radio show to hear about it? To get publicity? Oh, no, we can't put that on. Only cab drivers. Let's bash the cab drivers. Enough already. Really, enough. If you own a Camry, you're going to be very happy with this. Because Consumer Reports named the Toyota Camry Hybrid the best overall value for the automotive dollar. And what that means is you're going to spend about 52 cents per mile. The worst is the Jeep Wrangler. You spend 77 cents per mile. But they call it smooth and capable with stone-cold reliability at an affordable price. From Consumer Reports, the Toyota Camry Hybrid. And leading, you know, many New York City taxis are now Toyota Camry Hybrids, or just gasoline Toyota Camrys, for the reasons that Consumer Reports agrees. This notice just came out a few days ago from the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. The Taxi of Tomorrow Partnership to help New York City navigate the road to an accessible future. TLC sets April 20th date for future cab phase-in. So, if you choose not to buy a hybrid, you'll be replacing your existing vehicle with a taxi of tomorrow. Okay? When your normally scheduled retirement date kicks in. That's beginning April 20th, 2015. It's interesting, though, that the taxi of, well, actually, here's an email. Let me just get this thing out. Some taxi of tomorrow, there is no hybrid. Well, I guess you knew that was coming, folks, right? It's not a hybrid. But, you know, there's about 550 on the road so far. The people who drive them and take them seem to like them. And I guess you'll see a lot more on the road. So that's going to be happening April 20th, in case you're interested. The taxis of tomorrow. Hold on. David, what's up with limousine car service and black cars? They park at commercial parkings. I don't see any enforcement from NYPD or DOT. Well, that's a good question. I mean, the city can make so much money. You know, not only that, but you have all these for-hire vehicles in Manhattan waiting for fares, or maybe waiting for surge pricing, or maybe both. And a lot of times they solicit people. Especially on Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue, I get reports all the time. You know, after 2:30 p.m., solicitations. And once again, I'll say it, the car services used to do it. A lot of the car services became green cars, and that alleviated the problem. But we've created another problem with this bureaucratic Uber and app situation. So now those cars come into Manhattan, open their window, and solicit verbally. If a yellow cab tries to solicit verbally, it's against the rules. He gets penalized. It looks as though virtually nothing's happening, rush hours on Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue for solicitations. If you've been solicited on Fifth Avenue and Madison Avenue, give me a call. 800-321-0710. Right now, well, we just lost that line. Because I'm taking too long. Right now, we have six lines open. Let me take a call from Tony. You're next on Taxi Days Radio Show.
You have six lines open and you're talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Why are you doing that?
Why are you calling Taxi Days Radio Show?
Because I'd like to know what you think about the price of oil and the price of gasoline.
What I think about it?
Yes. Do you think that this is the bottom? Do you think that maybe after a 50% reduction of what the price of oil is, do you think it can go up or down?
I remember 15 years ago in New Jersey, you can get a gallon of gas for 99 cents.
I remember when I was a kid, I can get it for 37 cents a gallon.
I remember 29 cents.
But no fighting now. Let's all play.
Well, I'm not fighting with you, sir.
No.
But the fact is, we do have a lot more oil production in the United States. And usually, whenever there was an abundance of oil, usually the OPEC countries would pull back on production. And I think this is like one of the first times they said, no, we're not stopping production. We, you know, we're just going to keep producing it. So from a high, I think it was a, what was it, $107 a barrel?
Approximately.
And now it's in the high 60s? Or mid-60s?
Yeah, well, no, it's not in the high 60s. It's around 61, 62.
It's coming down.
I would, yeah, well, yes, it has.
So, Tony, what do you feel is going to happen to the price of gas?
I don't know what the price of gas, well, the price of gas is obviously gone down.
Okay, the price of oil.
And the price of oil has gone down. But what I'm saying right now, that anybody that knows anything about the markets would be a buyer at this level for the price of oil in the stock market, because it's going back 25%. 25% by the third week of January.
So you're long oil, and you're caught on a squeeze, and you want us to lift the market for you so you can get out in the 70s.
No.
Is that what we're talking about?
No, that's not what we're talking about.
Just making sure.
I'm just trying to help other people out and trying to make them some money. What do you think?
I like the price of gasoline at $2 better than $4. That's what I like.
Don't every average American would love that, and I like it too. Okay? But it's not going to pay the bills in the long run.
Actually, you have a lot more discretionary funds to spend when gasoline goes down. I remember how tough it was for people, including myself, when it was up to $4 a gallon. So, what is my guess? My guess is when Obama's reign is over, that the price of gasoline is going to go up to $4 again. That's what I'm going to say. And I think it's going to continue to come down over the next few months. It's unusual. January and February, based on winter, January is our coldest month. If we have a very cold January, I think you'll see the price go up again because usage is going to go up. I've seen oil trucks in my neighborhood delivering oil now that the price is lower. So people are stocking up while the price is low.
Yeah, well, you're always going to see oil trucks in the wintertime because that's when they deliver, because they don't need it in the summer.
Tony, I want to thank you for listening and calling Taxi Dave's radio show. I appreciate it. Got another email about a towed vehicle. New York City. Don't park your car illegally in New York City. When you see a lamppost that has 16 signs on it, instead of picking one out and saying, well, gee, this must be right. I think it's right. Assume you're going to be towed, okay? So here's the bottom line, folks. A regular towing fee is $185. A heavy-duty towing fee is $370. Every night the car is stored, there's a $20 fee. Or if they don't tow it and they put an immobilization boot on the wheel, that means you can't drive it, that's a $185 fee also. They will take cash, certified check payable to the NYPD, ATM debit card, money order, or credit cards. They certainly take a lot of that. And the only day they're going to be closed that's of concern to you the next 2 weeks is New Year's Day. They're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, except Monday mornings from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. And here we go. If it's in Manhattan, your car was towed, Pier 76, they're going to tow it to. That's West 38th Street at 12th Avenue. That's probably where most of you were towed. So Pier 76, West 38th Street at 12th Avenue. Have your money ready. You'll find your car there. If you're in the Bronx, you can pick and your car is towed, 745 East 141st Street. That's off the Brooklyn Expressway in Brooklyn. By the way, Brooklyn, the pound is closed on Sundays. You can, if your car is towed in Brooklyn, you pick it up at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. The entrance is at the corner of Navy Street. And in Queens, they are also closed today on Sundays. If your car, sorry folks, somebody from Queens had their car towed. You have to wait till tomorrow, 8 a.m. Okay? College Point Boulevard, 3122 College Point Boulevard in Flushing. That's where they tow your car to. And that's the basic information on holiday tows. You know, that's not very cheerful for the holiday season. I'll tell you that. You know, you should also have with you, by the way, your current vehicle registration, a valid driver's license, not one that's suspended, and a current insurance card for the vehicle. Now, I wonder, Frank, do you keep your registration and insurance card in your glove compartment?
Yes, I do, and they raised the question. I was towed once. It was very interesting trying to get it out as I tried to explain to them that it was in the vehicle.
And?
I had to sit around for about an hour or so, and I had to convince someone a couple of times, go through a whole process of assuring them that it was there, and they had someone take me to my vehicle, open it up for me, got my information out, and went back to the main building and got it done from there.
All right. So there's the towing info, and I hope you had a pen and you were writing it down, or I hope you're on your way now to pick up your cars, except that poor guy in Queens. When we come back, I'll give you a couple of quick stats on accidents and an announcement or two. So I'm Taxi Dave. You're listening to the Taxi Dave Radio Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here, broadcasting from the beautiful Melrose studio. Stay tuned for more Taxi Dave.
The old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you. A brown-eyed girl, you my brown-eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing sha-la-la-la?
Seriously, why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Dave is back. Boy, it's Freudian slips. It's Taxi Dave's radio show brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Number of motor vehicle collisions in all of New York City, citywide for the month of November, 16,906. Included in those, 383 bicycles were part of those almost 17,000 accidents. Buses were involved in 574 of those accidents. What was the cause? The number one cause in 3,000 of the accidents was distracted driving. What a surprise. You know, the distracted driving pledge, folks, we usually make our guests take it whether they want to or not. I think only one really didn't want to take it. But it's very simple. You just promise. You grab your family or those you love who drive, and you say, I promise not to text, I promise not to call, and I promise not to receive texts or calls while driving. That's it. It's simple. It's efficient. And this time of year, it's a necessity, especially. You got to watch out for everybody else. The streets are crowded. There's plenty of parties going on. And don't drink and drive. That's for sure. Also, very interesting, Frank, the MTA, they're going to pay $1.8 million to the parents of an FIT student that was killed by a bus. And the reason they're doing that was the bus driver was on his first day back from a three-month suspension for texting while driving.
Oh, geez.
So there you go. You know, there you go. That kind of says it all. If you're going to be in the Bronx and you're Dominic Chianese, this is for you, Frank. You know, the Sopranos Dominic Chianese, he's going to a Bronx nursing home called the Workman's Circle Multicare in the Bronx. It's located at 3155 Grace Avenue. He will be performing some classic Christmas songs at the facility's holiday party. And the celebration kicks off tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's Dominic Chianese from The Sopranos. How much time do we have left, Noah? Oh, okay. So we're winding down. Let's see. Yeah, do me a favor, just cut those lines. I don't want anyone else calling in since we only have just over a minute left. You know, I got to tell you, I told you about the Camry. Another thing I told you about last week, and you have to shut your car off. I know it's cold outside. When you go in, even for a few seconds, whether it's to get a cup of coffee, to grab a sandwich, to pick up a bag, shut your car off. There was a 69-year-old Long Island man who was actually picking up donations from a soup kitchen, and he was run down by a thief who jumped into his car, and his car was idling with the keys in it, and as the guy was driving away, okay, this gentleman, Daniel Ramirez, stepped in front of the car trying to stop it, and the thief ran him over and killed him. Isn't it easier just to take the keys out of the car? You know, yes, you'll be cold for 30 seconds, but you'll live through it. I want to thank all our callers for listening and calling in to the Taxi Dave Radio Show. Okay, starting with Mike, ending with Tony, and everybody in between. Tom O'Connor, congratulations. We're here every Sunday night between 8 and 9, and we are brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. All right, honey, take care. I love you, Linda. And everybody, drive safe. I got to go now. Hey, taxi!
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR.